How many years were you a surgeon?
I practiced 35 years, just into 36 years.
Any surgery that stands out that was particularly difficult and you were nervous about and it turned out all right? Is there any story about that?
Well, any time you got a ruptured colon or it emptied intestinal contents out, that's a very tricky operation and wasn't often successful because of the infection rate. We had penicillin and we had sulfa, but we didn't have the sophisticated antibiotics in those days. I had to do an infant from Miami, Oklahoma, that had a atresia that's not a fully developed segment of small bowel. CT helped me. We did it together, and it worked out good. Bob Shepard and his group, called Garrett Shepard and White, they had the biggest surgical practice in town. They had all the Jewish trade. I had one or two Jewish patients, but they didn't pay. They didn't have any money. Shepard got all the wealthy ones. Our group, we were probably number two as far as St. John's area. CT developed a big practice there, but he could have had a larger one, but he went to Francis. There was some surgeons there that was so low. There was a J.B. Thompson, and there was a Dick McDowell, but they didn't have the larger practices. Surgery was different in those days. We'd operate on them in the morning. I'd come home for dinner and go back and make rounds in the evening. They don't do that anymore. It was a great life, I thought. I enjoyed my practice.
When St. Francis came online, the early 60s, like 61 in there, were you asked to go out there, or did you think about
it? Oh, yeah, we went out there. We tried to help them, but I never had more than two or three patients out there, and the traffic added an hour to my day. It wasn't really worth the while.
So that was considered way out there.
Oh, yeah.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were at 21st, so that was like 4 miles out there.
4 miles and then a mile to east.
Right.
But hey, it was an excellent hospital, and I was on a couple of committees out there. I can't remember what they were. And we did do some surgery out there.
Did you feel a competition between the two hospitals at that time?
No. I'm sure they do now. But they were just getting started, and we were really trying to help them by taking a couple of patients or so out there. And they were very kind. They worked out good. I thought it was fine.
In the 50s, blacks in Tulsa, were they treated differently?
Yes. You know, St. John's had a ward down in the ground floor, and probably had maybe 20 beds. But we didn't treat them different. We took care of them surgically, as we would anybody. We didn't get paid. That was before Medicare. Of course, we had to take our emergency room for surgery. Shepherd's group had to take it about 5 or 6 months. Any patient that came in that didn't have a doctor and had surgery, they had to cover it. I think they must have taken it 5 and we took it 3, and then there were a couple of doctors that took it a month at a time. It wasn't any problem. We didn't complain. I know we had a little hard time getting some of the guys to take the emergency room coverage until Medicare came along, and then they all wanted in.
So that was anybody who came in. That was blacks and whites then, both, because whites would come in too, perhaps couldn't pay.
Right, and they might not have a doctor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of have that same scene today, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
But the blacks were put in a separate ward to themselves.
At that time.
Yeah. You remember, this wouldn't have affected you as a surgeon, but polio in the 50s.
Yeah, I remember that.
What are your remembrances of that?
Well, you know, then they developed that vaccine, and we helped give the polio vaccine. Hillcrest had the big polio ward, and I remember the iron lung, but I never really had a patient that had polio, but I saw them.
Any friends or anybody you knew had the disease?
Not active at that time. I knew some subsequently that had it.
Yeah.
But the county society got mobilized, and we gave that polio vaccine all over town. Tulsa has a good medical society. There are politics in medicine, though, just like there's any politics anywhere.
Okay, what do you mean by that, politics in medicine?
Well, there are some guys that are interested in being involved in the politics, though. They want to be the president of the staff. They want to be on the state medical society board, that sort of thing. I did some of that. I was president of the medical staff. I was chief of surgery at Hillcrest, chief of surgery at St. John's. We were on the board of Blue Cross Blue Shield. I was chief of staff when Sister Therese came to Tulsa. apparently our medical staff really wanted somebody like Jim Harvey. Did you ever know Jim Harvey?
No, but he was at Hillcrest.
Yes, very good. So when this nun came, they protested, and I just said, well, let's just give her a chance and see how she does. And she told my wife that we showed him. She did. She did a good job. She's done a great job.
And she came with administrative training, and so yeah. She had been a CEO.
Yeah. Small hospital, I think it was in Mexico.
In Roswell, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Whereas the sister preceding her at St. John didn't have the
came
training
up through the ranks, yeah.
That she had.
Right.
I've interviewed Sister Therese for this, and she said it took her a while. Was there something about Mr. Harvey? Because she said, the doctors had said, well, if you want to work for Mr. Harvey, you can go there. Was he a tough person to work for or be around?
No, I didn't think so, but I think she was right to do that. I didn't remember that. She was effective and very straightforward and very fair and very Catholic and very hospital-oriented, which is good.
And she says in the interview it took her about 5 years to really get it going the way she wanted it.
I'm sure.
To go. Because she was a woman in what you would consider a man's world as an executive.
Yeah, I can't remember who was the CEO when she came.
Then there was a lot of building going on at St. John at the time you were there.
Yes, and it still is.
In 76, that $44 million North Tower was dedicated. Dr. Shepherd talks about also how the administration and the doctors seem to get along very well. Is that your understanding?
I think that's true, yeah.
Where there seems to be in many hospitals a separation and a fighting, but not at St. John.
Yeah, I think I agree with Shepherd. It was a very amiable relationship.